fellow Homo sapiens. Welcome to Tipsy Taxonomy, where the animal info is strong, but the drinks are stronger.
Grab yourself a beverage, sit back, relax, and get tipsy with us while we talk taxonomy.
Bottoms up! Gone for 2 weeks. Hello.
We've been gone for 2 weeks. There we go. Was that good enough for you? Oh.
I need a napkin. Help. I need a napkin. That's how you start us off.
We are back, ladies and gents.
I hope that the noise of my spilling made it.
We are back. Zoe's drinking out of a Das Boot and doesn't know how to. We are back from our 2 week hiatus. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Zoe, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Cool. Mine was a good too.
Good.
Cool.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh boy. So today we're going to be talking about the biggest fans of Two in the Pink, One in the Stink, baby.
Two around the stink.
One stink.
Mephitidae!
Which is skunks.
Mephit means bad odor. This is the stank family.
They stank it.
Stanky.
I was really proud of that Two in the Pink, One in the Stink joke. That's just me. Let's be real. That was for a specific listener, and shout out to them. They know exactly who they are.
So. I have a couple like that too, but couple zingers like that. But
zingers. Who are we roasting?
Non-zingers jokes. Oh, okay. But the because there's two, at least for my animal, two stank glands on either side of the anus. So if that's the two pinks that you're talking about, then it does two pinks around the stink. Two pinks make the stink.
Two pinks, one stink. There it is.
My species is the most mephited of all of the mephitidae. Mephitis, mephitis, from family mephitidae. Bam.
What?
Kingdom. The family is Kingdom Animalia, Phylum Chordata, Class Mammalia, Order,
Order Carnivora.
Carnivora, there we go. Family Mephitidae.
You're doing a great job.
It's been a long time. I've been drinking for a long time.
Well, you've been drinking wine out of a Das Boot, so of course.
Because I know how to party.
Oh, good lord. I know what kind of wine we're drinking. We're drinking a wine that's labeled after me at a day at the beach. A crisp white.
Mine would be a deep red. After a day at the beach.
Yours would be a burnt...
Your girl sunburns!
Yours would be a burnt tomato.
Mm-mm.
That's the type of soup.
Sure. Anyway, what's your animal? I said mine.
I am doing the Spilagale.
Spilagale.
Spilagale. Pygmiae. Which is the pygmy spotted skunk.
Sounds fun. I'm super going first. Cute.
And that's Animalia, Chordata, Mammalia, Carnivora, Mephitidae, Spilagale, Pygmiae. So,
Mine is Kingdom Animalia, Phylum Chordata. No, I said the general family. Oh. Kingdom Animalia, Phylum Chordata, Class Mammalia, Order Carnivora, Family Mephitidae, Genus Mephitis. Species Mephitis Mephitis.
Mephitis Mufasa.
Anyways, mine is more commonly known as the striped skunk, the common skunk, the northern skunk, and more. It has lots of names.
More?
It is one of the most easily recognized animals from North America. Ernest Thompson Seton once called them the emblem of America.
Why?
Because they're the most easily recognizable animal in North America.
I don't know. I feel like if a tiger was in North America, I'd recognize that.
Well, a tiger is not in North America, is it?
That's why I'm not calling. Have you been to the zoo? They have tigers. Are we not in North America?
They're not.
Checkmate. Checkmate. Speaking of which, we got to finish the Queen's Gambit, but checkmate.
Looks wise. They have stout bodies, short limbs, kind of like me. Small cone-shaped heads, long and very furry tails.
Who you calling pinhead?
Their body length is between 52 and 77 centimeters in length. Males are going to be on the larger end of the spectrum, females on the smaller end. And they weigh between 4 to 10 pounds. Again, males are on the higher side, females are on the lower side. They are plantigrade. What does that mean, Jordan?
They walk on their tippy toes.
No, that's digitigrade.
They walk on their feet.
Yes, just like us. So they walk like on their foot, flat-footed like humans. No. They have bare soles.
Not all humans are plantigrade. Am I wrong? Are you going to sit there and tell me that I'm wrong?
You're not wrong.
Are you a criminal?
Their front feet have 5 long curved claws that are made for digging. Ooh. And then, because they live in dens in the ground. The claws on their hind feet are there, but they're shorter and they're not as curved because they're just for accessorizing.
Ooh, what kind of accessories are they wearing?
Like
necklaces?
Nail polish.
Ooh,
their rings? Color patterns can actually vary, and they have been bred like in captivity and stuff like that. And so through that, they've gotten lots of fun color patterns. But the most common that's going to be recognized is an all black body with 2 white stripes that kind of start at the head and shoulders and go down either side of their spine and then continue to the tail.
So these are the same ones we still find, like...
These are the ones you find on the side of the road, yeah.
So we have them in zoos, even though we find them on the side of the road.
Yeah, like, they can be, like, ambassador animals to teach about local wildlife and stuff.
Like the California condor.
So, like I said, they're... Well, yeah, but I don't know anyone that uses those as ambassador animals because they're mostly made... for, like, needing to be bred and put out in the wild.
But
maybe I'm wrong. They're found across most of Northern America, including Southern Canada, pretty much the entire U.S., and Northern Mexico. Habitat-wise, they like mostly mixed woodlands and open fields, and then they're also pretty adaptable, kind of like raccoons, but not, like, quite as much. So they like to live in, like, cultivated fields and stuff like that when it's not planting time, because obviously they don't want to be, like, churned up by machinery and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They, behavior-wise, they live in dens, like I said, so they'll either dig up their own using those curved claws, or they can also take abandoned ones that were from other animals and move in and save more.
Oh, dens?
Yeah.
Might as well.
But they normally only den in the fall and winter when it's cold, and then early spring when they're breeding and having babies. And in the winter, to deal with the cold, they don't have, like, a formal hibernation, but they... lower their body temperature a lot to save energy, and they're mostly living off of fat stores because there's not a lot of stuff for them to eat.
Big mood.
So over the winter,
they have a lot to eat and a lot of fat stores. So
I know I'd be fine to not eat over the winter.
Yeah.
In the winter, they can lose up to 50% of their body weight. # what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You might ask, what do they eat that makes it so unavailable in the winter? You might ask that. You might ask that.
What do they eat?
They're omnivores. Mostly, though, they're insectivores.
Ooh.
So they are, though. So
they
like
the most,
grasshoppers.
Are they the most carnivorous of the skunks?
I don't know.
Well, they're
I'm assuming
not
yours
because
is.
Mine is. We are the most carnivorous.
They are adaptable, though, so they can eat other animals and vegetation as well. In the winter and spring, so like winter when they're packing on the pounds to make it through the winter, and then in the spring when they're recovering from going through their fat stores, that's when they'll kind of amp up the need for protein and calories, and they'll eat small vertebrates and eggs of ground-dwelling birds.
Ground-dwelling birds. Wait, did you say they climb the trees?
Ground-dwelling
prior
birds.
To that, do they climb?
No, they eat like mice and things on the ground.
Another
it's
point.
Not your turn to talk.
Another point.
It's not
for the
your
pygmies,
turn
and
to
I
talk.
I haven't even spoken on
it's
them.
Not your turn to talk.
I mean,
1v1, yours are pygmy, mine are big. They would win.
Can yours do a handstand? We'll get into that a bit later.
Wait, why do you let me go first if you're just going to interrupt me and already talk about your animal?
Because this is we're duking it out. We're duking it out. This is our verbal boxing match. Also, catch us on a HBO pay-per-view. Zoe and I are going to have a
I'm
going to
fight Mike Tyson.
Huh?
What, you got a face tattoo? Well, I can say my S's properly.
Oh! Oh!
Did you know fight me, Mike Tyson.
Did you know pigeons aren't real?
Okay.
Yeah, they're a government construct.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just spying on us. It's like Hunger Games with the Jabberjays.
Yeah, no, to all our New Yorkers, go and catch a pigeon. You'll see it's all mechanical. It's not a bird. They ain't real. Birds aren't real.
Okay.
No birds are real. That's why we don't do birds on this, because they're not real.
We've done birds twice.
Those aren't real. They're not real.
We've done Mephitis. No. Huh? Mephitis is known for what?
Stinky.
Stinky. So they have highly, I think this is probably true of a lot, not just my skunks, but they have highly developed musk.
Which we all know
what
that's
from.
Call
back to elephants. Musk.
Oot,
oot. I'll make this out when I talk about the stankiness, I'll make it like an ASMR thing. So.
Speaking of stank, I'm surprised Albert hasn't farted yet.
I'm trying to make...
I feel like the audience should know about Albert's farts. I think they would rival a skunk smell. I've never been sprayed by a skunk, so I wouldn't really know.
Well,
but
you know from when you're driving down the freeway and someone's hit one.
Yeah, dude. Albert's got some.
You're ruining the ambiance I'm trying to create in my ASMR section.
Albert farts. They're stinky. Oh, that's gonna be in the audio.
Highly developed musk-filled scent.
What's happening?
To ward off predators. Two glands on either side of the butthole.
Either Albert or I are enjoying.
They can spray up to 10 feet away, and the scent can go for miles. Ernest Thompson Seton described it as a mix of perfumes.
What is happening?
ASMR.
Can we stop this?
A mix of perfume.
Can we not and say we did?
Essence of garlic, burning sulfur, and sewer gas times 1,000. Okay. But actually, Clinton.
Are you done?
Clinton Hart Merriam. I, in my head, have decided that he's like a frat bro, and he's like, dude, it's not even that bad. He said that he was like, skunk stink ain't even like 1/10 as bad as mink or weasel smell. You don't even know bad until you smell the mink or weasel.
Why? If mink smells bad, why do I want one of their coats?
Well, because that's just their fur. Anyways, reproduction wise.
Real quick, backtrack. I don't actually want a mink coat. That was just.
I'm gonna throw paint on you.
What?
That's what people do to people that wear furs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So then the animal really did die for nothing.
Yeah, I guess. Because then if you're like that into furs, you'll be like, cool. Thanks for ruining that one. I'll go buy another.
But not only that, like. At least the fur was being used for something, I guess. As gnarly as it sounds. But now it's like, okay, it's just going to end up in the landfill.
Yeah, I don't know.
Way to go, Chief.
Anyways, they're polygamous. So one male, multiple females.
Ooh, so they really do like two pink, one in the stink. Hey!
They breed during like one period of the year, which is mid-February to mid-April.
Mm.
Starting in January to prepare for all this boinky-boinky. The male's testicles start to swell, and they reach their They reach their max. This is where I wish I could do like a really good Irish accent. So just when you're listening to this part, picture it in an Irish accent. Their testicles start to swell.
Well, we have an Irish listener, so maybe they can help us.
They reach dairy their girls, maximum size.
Show your dairy girls.
They reach the maximum size testiculars in March, right in time to boinky boink. When a male finds a female, here's what he'll do. He'll come up behind her and perform fellatio, and then move up and bite the nape of her neck before copulating. Oh. Kinky, kinky, little stinky, stinky. is what I just decided to describe it as. He knows the importance of foreplay.
Kinky with the stinky.
Hi, mom and dad who are listening. Hey. The male will collect a harem of females and will defend them against other males for a little over a month while he continues to breed them.
Interesting.
Once breeding season ends, the females that have become pregnant go to their dens and grow babies, I guess. And then the males go off and they'll rebuild their fat reserves because they're so tired from the winter and from the stinky kinky. Mm. The females are pregnant between 60 and 77 days, so like 2 to 2.5 months. Kids are born between May to June. That's what babies are called. They're called kits. Isn't that so cute? Wait, that's really? Like even cuter Mine than cubs. Kittens. Whoa. And also, they have litters of 2 to 12 kits. The gestation
period and stuff for mine is a lot shorter.
Well, yeah, because they're smaller. When the kids are born, wow. They are blind and helpless. Do you know what that's called?
A waste of space.
I got all Trishel.
Oh.
Human babies are born blind and helpless.
And my statement still stands. Oh my god,
you should never have children. They are weaned and ready to leave at about 40 to 55 days after birth. And they, for sure by 2.5 months, they're gone. So, threat.
Love of midnight.
They are least concerned because of their wide range and ability to adapt to human-modified environments. They have very few natural predators, actually. Their real only predator is birds of prey. And that is because they are so, so stinky that most predators avoid them. Hmm. But most birds don't have a sense of smell, except for like vultures and those types that want to eat dead stuff because that's how they find the dead stuff. So the birds of prey are like, oh, you're going to stink on me? Good thing I don't have noses. Well, they have noses, but like they don't have like olfactory processes. Yeah. But if the mammalian predators are like super desperate and starving, then they'll be like, I don't care if it smells, I'll eat it.
I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
I'm about to die.
So in terms of humans and human culture, there's actually a long history of association with humans. They have been trapped and captively bred for...
Oh, no.
I accidentally wrote they were captively... they were trapped and captively bred for their fun.
Mm.
I think I meant for their fur.
I didn't realize that that was the attached statement.
They're kept for their fur. And then... They're kept as pets as well. I don't know why you would want one. I guess you can take out the scent glands, but still.
Or you just don't
I don't think
scare
it's legal in California.
Just don't scare
in
it.
Human culture, the Muskogee people, they
Muskogee.
Rep for those. It's called Muskogee is what I is the spell. Muskogee. Not like the Muskogee Airmen. That's Tuskegee.
That's Tuskegee.
Anyway, Muskogee people, they represented family loyalty and defense of loved ones, which I love. The Winnebago people, however, said that they symbolized vanity, being beautiful on the outside but ugly on the inside.
That's hurtful.
I know. Especially because, like, they're stinky on the outside.
Pepe Le Pew is crying.
So I was going to talk about Pepe Le Pew. My whole childhood, did not know who Pepe Le Pew was. And when I would ride horses, we'd be wanting our horses to be, like, nice and collected and, like, bouncy, springy strides when we're getting ready to jump. And my trainer would always say, ride like Pepe Le Pew. Or bounce like Pepe Le Pew. And we would literally, like, at one, like, she would say this over and over. And then after, like, months of her using this, like, comparison, all of us, like, in my lesson got together and we were like, do you know what Pepe Le Pew is? And I was like, I don't know what Pepe Le Pew is. Like, none of us knew what it was. And so we went and Googled it, and it's like this little, like it's like Looney Tunes or something. It's the little skunk that bounces around after the other little skunk. So she wanted us to like be bouncy and collected and have a lot of energy, but we had no idea what it meant.
Pepe Le Pew.
Who the fuck is... So anyway, that's who Pepe Le Pew is.
He always chased the honey.
Yeah. Little rapey, right?
No. I haven't seen enough of it to make a determination.
Seems
but...
cool. Anyways... as I said, Ernest...
At the
Ernest,
same time, though, if you think about it from a skunk's perspective, isn't all of it kind of... They just kind of...
Yeah, rapes.
They all just kind of slide in.
Not as uncommon in the animal world. Ernest Thompson Stetton, as I said, called them the emblem of America. They're also the emblem of America. They're also the subject of jazz and funk songs, like Cab Calloway's Skunk Song and the Brecker Brothers' Some Skunk Funk, probably inspired by their funk smell.
Or my personal favorite, Beaver Chiefs. song, skunk song, which is a...
Other uses, they are eaten by trappers and indigenous people. I think they're... Clinton Hart Merriam, our old friend that I mentioned earlier, he said the meat was white, tender, and sweet, and more delicate than chicken.
Huh.
That doesn't make it sound like something I wouldn't want to try once.
I'd be down.
Yeah. They also, their gallbladder.
I don't know what I was expecting, really.
Yeah, I kind of think that that would be how it, like, I mean, I think it depends on the age.
Maybe
you'll see
more, maybe like if cattle, it's, like a red meat?
Like, I don't, no, because it's so little. Like, I don't think that you would, I would think it would be like lamb, maybe. Because I think you'd want a younger one before.
Lamb meat still qualifies as red meat, though,
I don't know.
I think it does.
And then their gallbladder was used for medicine by Chinese immigrants. And their musk was once used as a folk remedy for asthma. Which sounds awful. Like, oh, you can't breathe well? Here, smell this.
I mean, in COVID times, that might be a good way to figure
out if
you got
it. Good
COVID
test. That's like we call Albert our at least twice a day COVID test from his poo-poos.
With his farts, too.
Yeah.
His skunk spray.
Disease-wise, they also are second only to raccoons, in terms of rabies carriers. I think it said they were like 25% of the U.S. rabies cases were came from skunks.
Hmm.
And then they are also hosts for canine parvo and leptospirosis. So we actually, our boys got their leptospirosis shots yesterday because when we go out into the wild and go hiking and things like that, we don't want them to encounter a skunk and get leptospirosis. The end.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. I'm going to see if there's skunk while that's you introduce
your,
yours.
That's your
Mephitis.
Mephitis boys. Your fighty boys.
Oh, I found a trivia thing.
I found trivia things. I got those prepped.
Oh, okay. You've got them prepped? Okay, I was going to prep them. You're good.
What
website
is yours for?
Oh, I just closed it. I don't know. Introduce us to Spilagale.
Thank you, because I was about to forget what it was actually called. Spilagale pygmy egg. The pygmy spotted skunk. So, they are out of the skunk family, the most similar to weasels, which I think weasels are kind of cute.
I like weasels, yeah.
The pygmy spotted skunk, I also think is one of the cutest skunks, if not one of the cuter animals in the animal kingdom. They're precious. They have a slim body, and then their tail coat and stuff is kind of thin and spaced out almost. Like, it's very, there's not much volume to it. They're about 4.5 inches to 13.6 inches long, with a tail of 2.8 to 4.7 inches.
Okay.
Which is, for all of our non-Americans, 115 to 345 millimeters, or and then 70 to 120 millimeters. They're black with white spots. So
not white with black spots.
Right. So that question, completely out of the, we don't need to worry about that question because we've got it figured out. But the white spots just is mostly on their forehead. Like, they have kind of one big spot on their forehead. And then towards their back, they
I'm
might have
I'm looking
a
at them
spots.
While you talk.
They have a characteristic 2 to 6 white stripes on their back, but then later become those spots that I was just talking about. And because of these stripes, a Seven Nation Army can't hold them back, which is interesting.
What?
So you know that song I was playing while we were doing our notes?
No.
Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. That's by the White Stripes. So I was making a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Our listeners will
swing
understand.
And a miss.
For you. But you're also not musically talented like I am, so.
I'm musically talented.
Have you heard me on the recorder? Yeah. That's what I thought.
God.
And then the tail is black with a
you're
white tip.
You're fucking ridiculous. Their tail is black with a white tail.
With
they
a
have
white
two
tip.
Tails.
I said tip.
Tip.
Which, if you were a server, you would not be getting one.
Fuck
this,
off.
With this kind of attitude.
Yeah, this kind of... I'm not helping myself.
These juveniles...
You're juvenile.
They get their final color after only 21 days.
Well, I have nothing for that.
And then they become adult-sized in 15 weeks.
Not fun-sized. I think they're fun-sized.
They are fun-sized. I mean, look how small they are.
Because they're small.
Imagine a 4.5-inch skunk coming your way. That's so cute.
I'd be like, let me snuggle.
That's so cute.
But I wouldn't snuggle because they're wild animals, and I don't snuggle wild animals. Right?
I would. Especially if it was a raccoon. We talked about that previously.
Rabies. They're the number one rabies reason.
I'm a rabies shot, so that's fine.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
What do you mean I don't?
I promise you, you don't.
I do.
You're lying to me.
Tetanus and rabies, baby.
You're lying to me.
Reproduction-wise.
Yeah, baby.
So theirs is actually on a different scale.
Do you have a fun name for their reproduction this episode?
That was the two and the pink one.
Yeah. Good one.
Thank you. So they're on a different cycle than yours. Mating happens in September or October.
Where are they from again?
No, not yet. They're from the Pacific coast of Mexico. Or Mexico.
Okay, so it's, because that's weird, because usually I feel like if it's flipped, they're going to be on the other hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, we get into why. Are you ready for this?
Drum roll.
Delayed implantation,
baby. Oh, I love delayed implantation. I think that's the best.
Yeah, so they'll mate in September, October, and then delay that implantation until March or April.
And it's delayed implantation, not like any of the other delayed fertilization or whatever?
I think so. It said delayed implantation.
I love delayed implantation.
And then it takes about 28 to 31 days for it to develop. So in total, from fertilization to birth, it's 230 to 250 days.
Damn.
And then they have about 10 cubs.
Cubs!
And then their eyes will open up at 32 days. And they cute. And from there, they can begin spraying their stank at ASAP? 46 days.
Wow.
I know.
Is it, I wonder if it's like, you know, with what's it called, like snakes and stuff, it's like the babies are way more potent in terms of like their venom. I wonder if it's like that for baby spotted skunks.
Snakes, actually.
Yeah, like you'd rather get bitten by
an old snake. Why?
Because they know how to control their venom, whereas the babies are like.
And then the skunks, they'll get weaned at 2 months. And then.
So same as mine, ish.
And then they'll be ready for mating as soon as that first September rolls by. So.
Do you remember? Skunks mate on the 1st of September.
21st.
No, I'm doing
21st night.
No, September. I know. I'm doing a spoof for skunks so that it's topical.
Topical. The Rugrats are lost in Paris.
What?
That meme, I kept thinking about it.
Okay.
So, their habitat, again, they're in Mexico.
Mexico.
Found in the woodlands and thickets.
Thickets!
The Pacific coast. They like to avoid the dense forests and swamps. Similar to yours, they will den in burrows.
Burrows? Like donkeys?
Burros is donkeys. Burrows. And then sometimes they'll just hang out in the trees. We'll do
whoa.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, mine stay on the ground.
Yeah, they'll even chase their prey up into the trees if they need to.
They're so cute. We should post a video or put it on the resources or something of the
handstand. I did. Don't you worry.
You already did? You're like ahead of schedule?
No, I have it in my notes. Oh. I didn't put it to the website yet.
Ew.
Maybe I will by the time this episode
releases. Maybe by the time the 12th episode releases.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. They're strictly nocturnal, which is interesting.
Is that based on like predators and stuff?
No, it didn't give much info on why. It just said they were, which is like, okay, cool. Good for them.
Oh, skunks are in Bambi too. I forgot to mention that.
And then they share large nests in the winter, but then don't hibernate.
Yeah.
And then they're omnivorous.
Nom.
But as we previously discussed, they're the most carnivorous of the skunks. So
like they're omnivorous in that like they can eat.
Like they will eat other things.
But they prefer.
But they'll go after the meat if they can.
Mm.
So they'll eat insects, fruits, berries, birds, reptiles, and then
berries,
small
birds,
animals.
Battlestar Galactica.
Berries, birds, reptiles. Battlestar. And then they can climb trees to pursue their prey. And then juveniles will be seen accompanying their mothers on these little hunts.
Aww. For
their prey. So,
that's so cute.
Yeah. And then in terms of threat. So
level.
Midnight. They have kind of three different phases of their threat levels, I guess.
Okay.
The first
according
one.
According to like IUCN.
No. So this is like if they're being attacked by something.
Oh, like this is their response this to threat.
Yeah. Okay. So first reaction is to flee. So right. They're going to want to dip out of there.
See ya, sucka.
And then after that, if they know they can't escape, like they're kind of back into a corner.
Yeah.
They go full Ty Lee, which is for all my Avatar fans. She's Azula's friend that does all the handstands and whatnot. Oh.
That's funny. Good job.
She does, or they do these handstands, and they'll raise their tail and like kind of puff it out as much as they can to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
And make them look bigger. And then they can also like do like little weird walks and stomps in that position.
I like those.
And then say
skunks do, I forgot to say that, but skunks will like raise up their tail and they'll do like a hoo, like try to fake you out.
Yeah.
Like they do a lot of warning. It's not like the spraying is like their go-to.
Yeah. And then the third and final step is if the threat doesn't go away, then they'll get on all fours, twist their buttocks, and then...
Oh, so they don't spray from that handstand position?
No, they'll get back on all fours.
That's too bad. That would have been funny if they did.
And then in terms of vulnerability, the IUCN, they're 30% reduction over 15 years and are determined as vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
That is because of a lot of restricted and discontinuous habitats due to human development because of tourism. So tourists, stop being assholes. The pygmy skunk needs ya. But on today's episode of Humans Are the Worst, they're not the fully the worst.
Oh, no one likes that.
They're the worst, but they're not the main issue or one of the only issues because like cats and dogs also are kind of predators for them. Which cats makes a lot of sense because they are assholes.
Yeah.
They like drive bird populations extinct.
I was gonna say, like a single cat wiped out an entire population of birds on an island one time.
So next time someone tells me they're a cat person, I just assume they're up for a bird genocide. So
I think that's not an exaggeration in the slightest.
You support bird genocide, don't you, sir? Or ma'am? Or with all your cats? But anyway, that's the pygmy skunk.
They're so cute.
Aren't they so cute?
Yeah. I like them.
So that's all the info I have on my skunk. So now...
quizzes?
It's our favorite new kind of
segment. I hope other people like it because it's definitely our favorite.
So I have two quizzes. And do you want the shorter quiz or the longer quiz?
Let's do shorter first.
Okay.
And then people can decide if they want to stick around for the longer one.
So this one is from medvetforpets.com.
Okay.
So, are you ready, Zoe? Yes. I need your full attention. Please stop looking at the spotted skunks. They're really cute. They have like little soft faces.
And I know they do. Little squishy nosies that I want to boop.
Okay. Is it a true or false question?
Okay. Is it like a quiz or is it like about me? Like a trivia quiz?
This is a trivia quiz.
Okay. I'm ready.
So true or false?
Okay.
Skunks can spray up to 8 feet away.
Mine said that they can spray 10 feet away. I'm going to say true just in case mine was an exaggeration.
True?
Yeah. Fuck, I should have gone with my gut.
Skunks can spray 15 to 16 feet away. With precision up to 10 feet away.
So I was right. Like, I knew, but I was just questioning myself.
So up to 10 feet, they are locked in and loaded. And then after that, it's like a shotgun spray.
Yeah. Next.
Question number two. Oh, these are all true or false questions.
That's okay. 50-50 chance of beginning it right.
Skunk spray can damage red blood cells and even be fatal to dogs.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with false. What?
True.
Oh, no.
The ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center reviewed its database of skunk-related complaints from November 2001 to May 2011.
Oh, no.
Most problems resulting from skunk spray were mild. Most commonly included drooling, conjunctivitis, squinting, face rubbing, and rolling, temporary blindness, and vomiting.
Oh, no.
However, severe and life-threatening red blood cell damage occurring within a few hours to 24 hours post-exposure was documented in some dogs. Changes to red blood cells resulted from thiols and the skunk spray reacting with the blood. Cats may be vulnerable to similar blood changes, but this type of toxicity has not been documented.
Damn. Skunks are brutal.
Big true. Question number three, Zoe. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've gotten all of them wrong so far.
Stop playing with the mask, please. We're not thinking about COVID and masks right now. We're talking skunks.
I'm thinking.
Okay. This one should be an easy one for you because we've already discussed it. Some skunks do handstands before spraying.
True. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, finally.
In general, one for skunks three. Are not aggressive and would prefer to retreat than fight.
Yes.
When they feel threatened, they'll start with the warning signs consisting of an arched back and raised tails. They also stomp their front legs. Some skunks will even do handstands. The pygmy spotted skunk.
So cute.
With their tail arched and back directed toward the threat. If the threat continues, skunks will bend into a U-shape with their butt and head facing the threat to direct their foul anal gland spray at the threat.
Direct
face.
My foul anal glands.
Oh. True or false? The best remedy to get rid of a skunk odor is
tomato
to
soup.
Bathe your pet in tomato soup.
Yes.
Juice. Tomato juice. Huh?
Yes. No! What? That's what all the movies do!
Bathing in tomato juice is a popular suggestion, but is seldom thought to work.
Huh.
Oh, and then you gotta click here for the best home remedy for removing skunk odor.
Milk, I bet.
Eh, I don't feel like clicking the link.
No, I don't feel like. People can do that on their own.
Okay. True or false? Question five. Final question.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I've only gotten one correct.
Can you redeem yourself?
No.
Skunks live in all 50 of the United States.
Yes. No! Hawaii and Alaska.
Some species of skunk.
I was thinking continental.
There are only two states with no skunks, Alaska and Hawaii.
Wow. I'm so ashamed. I'm supposed to be the North American skunk expert this week.
Ooh. Don't add the expert to that title.
I forgot. When you said United States, I thought continental United States.
Ooh, that's tough, buddy.
Okay, what's
tough.
The other one? Maybe I'll be better on the longer one.
All right, we're on the 10-question quiz.
Okay.
So here's the issue. We don't get the answers right away. We have to fill out the answers and then submit our answers.
Fine.
How many species of skunks can be found in North America? 3, 2, 4, or 6?
3.
Okay. One reason skunks are considered beneficial is because they feed on mice, voles, and small rats. This feeding habit of skunks helps to keep the rodent population in check.
True. I read that some people will keep them in their barns on purpose, like as barn cats.
A skunk will never spray another skunk, especially a member of his own family.
I don't think they have strong family units, so I'm going to go with no. That sounds like a super loaded question.
Skunks are also scavengers and therefore clean up roadkill. They are known to feast on grubs in the lawn. The largest part of their diet consists of insects. What is the estimated percentage of insects in a striped skunk's diet? 70%, 50%, 20%, 45%.
I'm going to go with 70.
What is a young skunk called? A pup, a smolt, a kriya, or a kitten?
Kit. I guess kitten.
Guess I'll go for it. I feel like smolt might be the answer.
No, I didn't see that anywhere.
Are skunks ever kept as pets?
Yes.
The color of skunks is always black and white.
False.
Most skunks are fairly slow when walking, poor climbers, excellent at digging, or all of the
above. We assuming this is about striped skunks? Most of the other questions have been about North America.
I would say yes.
Okay, so can you repeat the question, please?
Most skunks are fairly slow when walking, poor climbers, excellent at digging, or all of the above.
I'm going to go with all of the above, because I know they're poor climbers and excellent at digging.
Except for mine.
Well, but that's why I asked.
Striped skunks are born in which season?
Spring.
Spring, winter, summer,
spring,
fall.
Spring.
Skunks in the wild usually have a large territory. A skunk's territory usually has a source of water within a few miles. Their dens can be in a hollow log or under a shed.
This sounds like the start of a math question.
They can also dig out a den about a foot or so deep.
If Susie goes on a 7-mile hike, how many skunk dens will she encounter?
True or false?
False. I never heard anything about a defined territory.
Okay. And submit.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. What did I get?
Okay, so question number one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Well, what? It's it more is two.
It's four.
Four.
There are four skunk species in North America.
Well, I only studied one of them, so that's not
the
my
spotted
fault.
Skunk, the striped skunk, the hooded skunk, and the hognose skunk.
I didn't know those were all in North America.
40% of players have answered this correctly.
Well, I'm still in the majority.
I don't know if being the majority is good in this.
Number two.
Correct.
Yay, what was it?
Skunks may travel for miles within their own territory searching for rodents. Their diet also may consist of lizards, spiders, and insects. Some of these arthropods include venomous spiders and even scorpions.
Go, me.
Number three, you chose false, which is correct.
What was
young,
the question?
Skunk will never spray.
Yeah.
Young skunks at play have been seen spraying a sibling when the playing gets too rough. And then I guess the creator of this quiz decided to add their own little tidbit of, I have personally witnessed this action.
Aw, that's fun. Lucky them.
Yeah. Number four, you guessed 70%. And you were correct.
Yay!
That was for the grub.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most studies show that about 70% of a skunk's diet consists of insects. Of the 70%, many of these insects are considered harmful to agriculture or public health in general.
Yeah.
What is a young skunk called?
Kitten.
Correct. Young skunks are referred to kits or kittens. Are skunks ever kept as pets? Yes.
Yes. And I got that correct.
Huh?
I got that correct.
You did.
Cool.
Skunks are kept as pets. They are breeders. There are breeders who breed skunks to be sold for the pet trade,
mm-hmm.
and they are de-scented.
But is it... Let me look up...
They have been trained to use a litter box. It is not a good idea to try to domesticate a wild skunk because of the threat of rabies.
It is currently legal to own domesticated skunks, so not wild ones, in only 17 states. Bet you can guess some of them.
Florida, Nevada...
Yep. Not Nevada. Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Really? Not Nevada?
Not Nevada.
Nevada lets you, like, own tigers.
I don't know what to tell you, homie.
Huh. Question number seven.
Okay.
You answered false, and you were correct.
What was the question?
They're always black and white. So skunks,
they're not always black and white.
Correct.
Yeah.
Skunks can be found in several color combinations. Black and white is usually predominant, but albino, gray, and brown are also known to occur. Most skunks are. Your answer was all of the above, and that's true.
Good.
Long
so they
claws,
are.
Which are excellent for digging. However, these long claws are not useful for climbing, and their short legs do not enable a skunk to run very fast.
Cool.
Striped skunks are born in which season? You answered spring, and you were correct.
Yeah, I was.
They may have a litter of up to 7 kittens, with the average being about 5. Skunks are born anytime from late April to early June.
That's what I said. Go me.
And then question number 10. Uh-oh. You answered false.
Uh-oh, what was the question?
A skunk. Skunks in the wild usually have a large territory.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. A skunk can dig a burrow about a foot underground. The den usually chosen is dry, with a hidden entrance, and is easily defended against predators.
I didn't think of the dens as being, like, part of their large territory.
A source of water nearby is also an important feature in choosing a territory.
Mm-hmm.
So you scored an 8 out of 10.
That's not bad.
The average score for the quiz was 7 out of 10.
Yeah, see, I did a good job for being an expert for the day.
Well, you didn't do as good on the other quiz, so...
Well, you know what?
Yeah, that was rough. That last one was tough, buddy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but those are the two.
A little embarrassing. That was fun. I like quizzes. That's a fun way to end things.
That was a good quiz.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. How are you feeling after being back after 2 weeks?
I actually missed it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So do we make the announcement?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So, ladies and gents, we have decided...
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Correct. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be moving the podcast rather than be every single week. We decided to move it to every other week. Just because...
Unless we like have a week that we're super free and like want to do an episode, but for the most part, it's going to be every other week.
Yeah, we just kind of felt ourselves feeling like it was more of a chore rather than us enjoying it. So we felt like having the 2 week break will allow us to.
And it lets us get better research and like know more than like getting 8 out of 10 on a quiz about an animal that I was supposed to be about the expert about today.
Exactly. So now we're excited to kind of switch things up.
We're still totally game for if anyone wants to be a guest.
Yes, if you want to be a guest, feel free to reach out to us.
Because that was definitely really fun.
Social media and everything.
Hey, what's our social media?
www.tipsytaxonomy.com.
Facebook?
/tipsytaxonomy.
Instagram?
@tipsytaxonomy for Insta and Twitter.
Good job.
The Tweeter. So check us out.
Give us a rate, review, subscribe on. Yes, please. I think the rating and reviewing is only on Apple Podcasts. So if you listen to us or if you have access to Apple Podcasts, go do that. If you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, just do a subscribe and it'll let you know when new episodes are posted.
Ring that bell.
What?
Ring that bell.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Rate, if you guys have, like, suggestions of animals, because we just do, like, a random generator for choosing what species we do. So if you guys have, like, a genus that you want to hear about or a family that you want to hear about, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to hear about fish, don't. And, yeah.
I mean, if you really, really, really want to hear about fish.
No, I'd rather hear about fish than birds. Birds aren't real.
Oh, my God, you're awful.
Anyway, that's going to be the next theme. So.
Inflammatory statement.
Birds aren't real. Pigeons are a government conspiracy.
No, they're not a government conspiracy. Anyway, they're just government spies.
It was lovely.
We're
going to
go put up Christmas decorations.
We're going to talk about how pigeons are government conspiracies. We love you. Bye.
Okay, I turned it off.
Cool.
Just kidding, now I did.
Hello.